gathered together from the cosmic reaches of the universe. Here in this great hall of justice are the most powerful forces of good ever assembled, dedicated to truth, justice, and peace for all mankind.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dad Time Out Show.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Dad Time Out Show. It is Dad Hello. Time Out. We're outside.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Clinkeray. Hey, how's it going? You know, before we begin this little cast of pod.
Does not sound like beer bottles.
The question I was recently asked, what do you consume on your podcast? Do you guys, you know, ever see those two guys? Anyway, that's another story. So let's go around the room tonight and introduce ourselves with our beverages of choice.
Oh, okay.
I'm MK. I'll be your tour guide for this evening. I've got my three amigos on the other table across from me. We're painting the picture of the room. I just knocked back a double espresso from a very well-known coffee chain. So that's me for tonight.
Ben here, drinking myself a Racer 5 because that's what was cold.
Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer, he's a demon on wheels, Racer 5!
And that's, by the way, from the Bear Republic Brewing Company. This is Mark, I'm drinking water.
Alrighty then, water, agua.
I'm Chris, and I'm drinking a Zevia, it looks like. A zero-calorie soda made from stevia extract.
And who's the official drink of, Chris?
Of the Oakland Athletics.
Which, let's go, Oakland.
Nothing like
Oakland. They, as we tape this, they are tape the futuristic real term. The A's are in the wild card hunt.
Here we go.
So are the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubbies. It's going to be a fun MLB run this year.
Amen.
But football is on the bend too. So that's all exciting. It's to me, I know we all kind of like sports, but when I don't want to rabbit hole us too much because I want to get to the show, but does it when the March Madness ends and hockey's completely done and basketball's completely done, I literally go through withdrawal for a month and a half. I'm not the nightly baseball guy. I love those big action sports and I'm like, oh, and then summer lands on top of it, and I'm like, there's no Saturday college football. There's no playoffs to look for. Like, it's a lull for me. Are you that big of a fan? Do you care?
Is that why you're wearing the Jesus making a jump shot shirt?
Yeah, you can score.
I just thought I'd bring everybody in.
I enjoy baseball a lot, and yet I agree with what you're saying, that once you get to this part of the season, and football season is about to, like, ramp up and go, and there's baseball, it's like, late summer is a good time.
We keep the A's game on probably every night.
So yeah, my wife does the same thing with the Giants. Like, it's always on in the background.
It's always on.
She loves to cook with it on in the background. Yeah. She likes to have it on in the.
But I'm not pining away to watch the game unless it's like where it's the.
Not here. You're not there to hear the knuckleball breakdown and how many pitch counts.
So what's up? We're gonna do fantasy league, huh? Dad timeout fantasy league.
Ben, what about you, Ben? You're quite the busy man. Did you finish recording a record?
My album? Yeah, man. Yeah, I got an album coming out. The funny thing is, like, my life was sports for so long that, but I've never really been into pro sports or other people playing sports. Unless they're. I'm an athlete. I love playing sports. But yeah, as far as watching them, I'm a big Warriors fan. Big Warriors fan. Sorry for anybody not from the Bay Area. We're really not being,
Well, nice we're currently spoiled.
Yeah,
but
we are. But no, big Warriors fan. Got sucked into that because I tore my Achilles. Couldn't play basketball anymore. Now I'm living vicariously through these poor guys, throwing things, yelling. You know, my children get scared and confused. Oh, why? Why the Warriors? They know that the Warriors is important. That's all they know. And yeah, what else we got?
Yeah, well, college game day is like, as a family, we do get up Saturday mornings, West Coast. We got to see Corso put on the head. The kids all get jazzed. We're like, what's he going to wear this week? The Tiger, the Lion, the Notre Dame, the Clemson. And we totally get wrapped into that.
You're pretty spread out with all this. Like, a lot of different teams, a lot of different sports, MK.
I do, because I grew up in Philadelphia, went to school at the University of Tennessee, and then I've been in California, as you know, working in sports for around two decades. So A lot of fans, a lot of friends that have played for teams, coach teams, so I root for those individuals, but every once in a while, collectively, you know, we kind of... I do have my teams, though, so... All right, so we're going to get back to sports because our dad jokes tonight, ironically, are from Athlon Sports, 70 Best Dad Jokes of 2019.
All right.
So those of you just coming in for the first time ever, or those of you who know the role of the show, we do dad jokes, parent tweets of the week, fastball, which tonight's topics will be Fortnite. Some kid just won $3 million in a tournament of Fortnite. Dude. And it was attended, I'd like to say over 10,000 people watched this kid play Fortnite. Championship rings for 12-year-olds. What are your thoughts? And Mark, this will be right in your space. They have a petition out to potentially move the date of Halloween to have it on a Saturday.
Who's they?
They is what it says on the internet. So that's our fastball stuff. So why don't we just cut it up? We'll get into all that stuff and more and a dad quiz straight from Nat Geo Kids tonight. Welcome, everybody.
It's time for dad jokes.
All right, here we go. Ben?
Yeah.
I know you love these. This is not really a challenge. This is from Athlon Sports. Have you ever been to Athlon Sports online? I knew Athlon when I was in the South because they do those big preview magazines, especially college football. But they do a lot of stuff. So when searching my dad jokes, my source this week was Athlon Sports. They had 70 jokes, Ben. 70 dad jokes, but I only picked 4 or 5 for you tonight.
Wow.
All right. Let's start off with a good one. Hey, guys, what do you call a hippie's wife?
That's nothing to do with sports.
Wife?
Could be.
Wait for it.
Hippie's wife. Any guesses? Mark, you usually come in cleverly.
Something. Even if it's wrong, you usually
spouse
takes a
better half.
A hippie's wife is called Mrs. Hippie. Mrs. Hippie.
So they have nothing to do with sports. Got it.
Ole Miss, Oxford, Mississippi.
That's a state, not a...
Mississippi.
I know.
He tricked you into the dead.
You know, Ben, it's the source. I didn't say they were sports related. There's a tie in here. All right, I'll give you an easier one, Ben.
80s Lakers, go.
What... do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? This could tie into sports as well. Alabama's mascot, obviously an elephant.
Obviously.
So what do you call an elephant that doesn't matter? He or she is irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
God. These are the best of the 70.
Right?
Did you read any of them?
He read all 70. Obviously, these were the best.
Guys, you got to back off because the rotation of the earth really makes my day. Not you guys.
Wow.
You know, I've been reading this book on anti-gravity, and it's impossible to put down. What do you call...
those are better.
What do you call them? They weren't jokes, Chris. What do you call a man with a rubber toe? A man with a rubber toe. That's just funny in itself, but a man with a rubber toe.
These are ungettable, dude.
Bouncy foot.
My foot
is... Now, it's Roberto.
Roberto.
That's good.
Roberto.
These are so in front of you, too.
That one's not bad.
Wow. What do you call a man with a rubber toe?
Roberto.
Got it.
Ben, I'm going to go to your sweet spot because I feel for you at this time in the show every week. What did the drummer call his twin daughters?
Paradiddle.
Snare hat, kicks in her hat.
Bass drum, 808 kick drum.
He's really angry.
Tom
kicks their hat. Can we move on, please?
Sorry, checking my email.
These jokes.
And a one. And a two.
Oh.
Nice. Oh, that's the
punchline. And a one. And a
two. I was waiting for the punchline.
We had three.
Yeah.
Triplets. Right. And a three.
I get it.
And a four.
Okay. Yeah.
That's my Italian.
He's an Italian drummer.
And the five. And the six.
He's Italian. Well,
the rotation of the earth really makes my day. Okay, that's it for dad jokes. We hope you had a good time. We'll give you some more stuff to think about later on.
Thank you.
Time now for the tweets of the week. Tweet.
All right, now we're going to go to parent tweets of the week. Actually, week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. Tweet to the month, because we haven't gotten together in a while. But they do relate to vacations and summertime, and they're from some of our favorite folks. So just here they go. From Father with Twins, Robert Knopp. I love going on vacation because I get to be woken up at 5 a.m. by my kids in an exotic place. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The years get up. I have an order. Our boy gets up first, like the crack of dawn. And we do this thing where he comes into the room with a blanket and we don't see him. And then he gets into bed and then he starts kicking, but he's in the blanket and he giggles and it bounces. And that's usually our 5 a.m.er.
It's worse. Yeah, it's worse on a trip generally, right? They're out of sorts. They're in a new place. It's like, where am I? So instead of going back to sleep, it's like, Papa! That's what they do. That's what they sound like.
That you had the flip side where you're in a different time zone, and so I can totally relate to what you're saying. But I also will say there's times when the time zone totally impacts them. You stay out super late, and there's none of that. And then you're at like 10 o'clock in the morning local time, going, can we get up and get out of here? Because you know. Can't sit in a hotel room forever.
Chris, Mr. Perk, we're probably not allowed to mention your employer, but Mr. I just bragged about my big thing before the podcast started.
What?
Well, you know, so I got to pull right up to the gate, and the secret tunnel took me right in.
Shut him his card, and they just let me in. It was so weird.
My credentials, and I can walk right in.
You know, because I'm that guy.
It was my all
kids,
free.
My kids know to keep it down. Yeah. Pipe down.
You know regardless of my credentials.
Did you use that term, pipe down?
Oh, yeah.
Pipe down, you kids. Pipe down. All right, this is from another classic Twitter guy, Simon C. Holland. Sorry, I spent the first 5 hours of our vacation connecting everything to the Wi-Fi. How sad are we that that's where we're at? We do it. If we get in and, like, my wife and I are trying to unpack and settle in, and we're like, here's your freaking iPad, just stop. Then the next thing's the Wi-Fi.
Let's think back.
It's our last name.
The question is, why are the Wi-Fi passwords so incredibly long at these rental places? It's like we were in a VRBO the other day, and literally it's big letter, little letter, number, another number, another letter, another. It's like, does it have to be 15 like numbers and letters long?
Well, we all seem,
is it really?
We all seem very ashamed of ourselves right now. So, like, let's think about this. What did we do when we arrived? I know my parents like physically kicked us out the door with Smash Ball, you know, and a Slurpee, and if we went to vacation at 7-Eleven.
Right.
I'm sorry. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to say, let's think back to if we really don't like it, if we want to turn it off when we're gone, like, what did we do? Like,
we couldn't afford vacations.
Oh, got it.
Vacation was my backyard, Ben.
Yeah. The creek was my big outing, Ben. Yeah. I'd walk around and bang on doors all summer day. Please come out and play.
We were Lake Tahoe. Like we didn't have much money growing up until we all got in the Chevy Lumina, all six of us, zipped up the hill, and Tahoe was it twice a year. I mean, that was fine.
No, I get it though. Yeah, it is funny. We're in a different space where it's like we have problems that they would have never had, but they're the same sort of problems.
Right.
Where you did get up to the cabin and they just basically push you out the door and they're like, yeah, go wilderness it up, Jimmy.
Some crawdads. Come back at dusk. Yeah.
How about this one? We'll stay on that note from Jake Vig. Jake underscore Vig. When I leave, there's an underscore. People still use underscore, especially Jake. When I leave a hotel room, all I check for are the chargers. They can have everything else.
I finished strong.
It's so true. Like, I used to like beds and under towels. Now it's just I literally just scan the outlets. I'm like, okay, did you leave a charger behind?
Yeah.
We've bought so many chargers. I have like a plethora of chargers. Like 600 chargers, all different colors.
Any of you guys got a charging station at your house designated hub port spot?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Oh, yeah. Everybody else has one? I've been wanting one. I've been wanting to do it. That's why. Everybody else?
I'm at the point where I have to write dad on my charger. And they know not to touch
the
charger.
I hope my nanny never listens to this. My nanny, I love her. She is the
but wait for it.
I will like write on the charger, do not touch this, Melissa.
With that accent.
And sure enough, it will be gone. And she'll be like, oh, like, I said, do you see
what? Ben has the largest charger known to man.
Like, it's like, dude, do not touch this, Melissa. I mean,
you should get like one of those hubcaps.
It's unbelievable.
Attach it to the charger,
Oh, like a gas station.
In the bathroom, exactly.
You should have a hub. No, but just watch out for nanny's name, Melissa. They will take your charger without.
All right.
Thanks, Anderson. Love you, Melissa. You know what I mean? Love you, Melissa.
Final tweet of the week. Oh, wait for it. From CheeseBoy22.
Oh, I love CheeseBoy22.
Yeah. Love Cheese Boy.
What happened to him? He got down the road with some followers, and then he couldn't change his name. It was too late. Like,
it's enjoyable. I've now grown to really enjoy, and this is an inside joke. You'd have to listen to several of our episodes, but Cheese Boy is regularly featured because his tweets are very good.
They're brilliant.
Or her tweets. I don't even know. Yeah, I'm imagining Abe is probably a boy, but maybe a girl. 80% of taking your kids on vacation is keeping them out of the gift shop.
Oh.
All of our favorites. It's always the same 20 people that show up in all these lists, but that's because they're so freaking funny. All right, tweets of the week. Moving on. Smart articles by smart people.
Smart articles by smart people.
All right, this one's called Smart Articles by Smart People. I got this from the WAPO, the Washington Post. And it's by Nicole and Zia, I believe. Yep. It's 9 Habits of Naturally Organized Parents. How do we even go in here? Because, like, every year, this back to school, I like to get not only our school area in the house organized, but then I go kid room to kid room to kid room, and I kind of give it a refresh and make sure that it's clear and they have areas to do things. I can't Marie Kondo everything.
Oh, yeah.
They do have multiple things. But what I read this article. There's a lot of different stuff to unpack here. But let's just ask all 4 of you. Who does the organization? Are you organized? Are you just have enough momentum to get out the door regardless of organization? Do you pack the night before? This is all. Let's stay on the back to school train since we're predominantly talking to parents. How are you guys? I would say we are semi-organized. I'm kind of the organizer. My dream would be to have it preset every evening and ready to, like, march out the door every morning. Inevitably, it's where's my sock, where's my shoe, where's my glasses, where's my lunch, where's my this, where's my that. But my wife is incredibly good at getting it all together and out the door in the morning. I kind of set the backdrop, and then she kind of does the action part of that.
Picking a few pain points in the morning was big for getting ready for school. Like, we noticed that one of our daughters would agonize over, like, what to wear. One of my more, we got, like, this potential OCD case over here. So she would agonize for so long that it caused fights in the morning. So, hey, she's got to pick her clothes out at night. So, like, just identifying what caused stress in the morning was big. And
so you actually thought about it.
Yeah.
Like what's causing the stress point, and then let's fix that particular thing.
Yeah. Like we tried all kinds of stuff because we're always late. It doesn't matter how early we get up. So, and it was always because one of ours was just like, agonizing over what to wear. The other one was just a daydreamer. So like she, I don't know, just kind of trying to like be personal about it with each of them and doing it the night before. My wife's the organizer, to answer your question.
Yeah, like, I start on the great train, right? We have a chore chart. We have a meal thing. We have a system for laundry.
Got it.
But if I don't really stay on it, I'll eventually kind of falls by the wayside and we end up back in our old habits. Reading this article, I took a lot of this stuff in. I did like, I actually did watch that where the gentleman got up and he has this fantastic speech. We'll put the link up. It was Admiral William H. McRaven, and he does this commencement speech at a school, and he's like, make your bed. Like, this is the first thing out of his mouth.
Oh, I saw that.
Make your bed, because what that does is it sets up your day for success.
That hit me.
It's the first thing that you do that says, that's task number one, now I'm going to do task number two and task number three and blah, blah, blah. I've actually preached that at my house. So the kids are pretty good there, but it also gets me in that frame of mind,
People
too.
People should watch that. Anybody should watch that.
It's fantastic.
You will make your bed every day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I didn't mean to derail because we want to go to Mark and Chris, because I'm very curious to see how you guys answer this one.
I mean, I'm about at the point of giving up. I'm the only one. No one else is on the plane.
No one cares, right?
No, I mean, like, I'm like, well, you know, if you just read this mail as soon as it came in every day and throw away these recyclables, then we wouldn't have three garbage bags full of mail to go through, you know, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, like, we're a real big put it off till later family, and I'm like, and I think because of that, I've grown in my neuroses to be even more... Did you know that washing your dishes, there's a better way to do it? You want to start with the big pots, and, you know, now everything's got, like, a more efficient way. So I turned out looking like a crazy. So
I literally yesterday, at the tail end of the day, I had, like, I was telling Mark on the way over, I had built some IKEA furniture. Like, I had done all these little petty, like, that I had to get done tasks, and I was just fried. And then I looked at the back porch, and I'm like, no one's done this. And I take... And I'm like, I had to change the guinea pigs thing, and I had to
you
put
have
the
a guinea
wrap.
Pig?
Yeah, and a bunny.
Oh,
Doug Doug and Serpa Pig. And we have a fish named Hot Dog, but that's for another podcast.
I knew that.
So I came, and I'm literally like Tim the Tool Man. I'm out there with like goggles on, and I'm blowing the thing off, and I come in with an allergy. And I'm like, you four! All four of you! You too! And I'm pointing at my wife, and I'm like, that's it! I need help! I can't do this alone! And of course, like, it's funny to everybody, but I got to that point where I'm like, oh my gosh. So give me five on that one.
Thank you. I thought you were going to make fun of me again.
No, I think that I'm in that boat. And look, I love them to death, and I know everybody's strong suits, like, but that I was just yesterday, so it's funny that we're talking about it today.
Yeah. My wife is the super organized one, which is funny because I actually feel like I do a lot of work, even though she's the organized one. So, clothes picked out the night before. We're fortunate that our kids go to private schools. The uniforms are super easy. It's just like, you know. I read a book
called... Wait, what was that like?
It's just... like, here you go. This is what you're going to wear. You know, shorts or pants, you know. And so I will say, though, that I read this book called Atomic Habits, and it's about pushing yourself 1% better each day. And so, you know, I go to the... whatever, Ben. The point is that every day, like, I'm very mindful about, like, you know, I set my gym clothes out in the morning because I go to the gym in the morning, and I try and, like, make a plan for what
no,
my
you don't.
I do every single night.
Like your little dolphin shorts and your...
No, I'm not. I'm not a Simmons. I am me. But and I'm trying to be really mindful. I mean, obviously, because I do the cooking, I'm mindful. Really like the meal plan part of this article was like super like, yeah, you know, I try and make meal plans. I try and be flexible because, you know, not everybody wants to have the same thing for dinner every night. But anyway, yeah, I'm very well, not every night. What I'm saying is like, you know, I want to make bulgogi tonight. It's like, no, I don't feel like bulgogi, guys. And it's like, okay, fine. So I'll switch up. But no, the point is that every night every day, it's like trying to be mindful of moving the needle. And the mail thing's a huge thing. The mail comes in. I toss all the junk mail. I have a pile for my wife. I have a pile for me. She knows she needs to go through it. Like I said, she's more organized than I am by a long shot, but I'm trying to be better. And the whole, like, making your bed in the morning is huge. Like, that's, like, absolutely something that I do, and it's something that I'm trying to get my kids to be focused on as well, because it's the first pillar in the success of the day. Like, I just won this. Now I'm going to win the next thing, win the next thing, win the next thing. So, anyway.
I actually talked to my 11-year-old tonight, very incredibly excited about the new Dyson vacuum cleaner. Ooh. And she looked at me like I had five heads. I was like, oh my God. Can you rewind that? Can you rewind that again? When's it available?
Oh, you're not looking at the real vacuum. You're watching the TV commercial.
I was watching the TV commercial of the new Dyson, not a sponsor, but hopefully we'll be
something. We have two Dysons at home.
Oh, wow.
I love them. Yeah. Yeah, two Dysons.
I love the
sound the cordless is like a beautiful. Like a mind blower.
And I have pity for my vacuum some days, and especially when they go into the shag carpet rooms, and I'm like, oh, God bless you. Here we go. So here we'll just debrief this real quick. Stay on top of the dishwasher. Yes, no, maybe.
Absolutely.
Stay on top. I mean,
that's like hang out on top of him, and like empty it. And,
oh, got it. Got it. Right. I didn't get it until you said that. The dishes. I mean, it literally is like one of those candles that you blow out and it's like it flickers back to life, like the trick candles. Like if we empty it, it is within 10 minutes, it's full again. I don't know. So like
we're bad. Admittedly, my wife crushes this area of the house. She likes it, but she has the Giants on in the background. The kids are usually in the other room.
I can say it's my least favorite chore. So
I don't do it right. So maybe I tank it on purpose psychologically. Dude, I don't
there's
know.
A right way to do it.
My kids actually unload it like bosses. My 13-year-old does one part. The 9-year-old does the other part. Man, my wife is really good at loading.
Open and sort the mail as soon as possible.
Amen.
I do that because I'm freelance, so I'm always waiting on a check from somebody.
Right.
So as soon as I hear that mailbox clink, I'm like, ooh, let's see if we're going to eat out tonight.
Right.
Unpack boxes right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're pretty good about that. And we break them down.
Break them down.
Pack backpacks every evening.
Yes. What? That's so key.
We're not good at that. We are not good at that. Make lists. I do make lists.
Oh, yeah.
I do make a list personally, mainly for myself, but because the last thing I really ever tried to do after my wife's worked all day and commuted in and out of the city is be like, hey, but sometimes I just can't help myself because when you're doing it and you've done it for 3 hours, you're like, I just wasted 3 hours of my life with laundry.
If it's written down, though, you know that you're actually going to hopefully get there.
Limit your distractions. 50-50 there. It's usually
squirrel.
Meal plan. We're pretty good about meals. And then we all went down the bed path. But we will put that link up. I think it was the University of Texas at Austin's where he gave the speech. And you know, the bottom line there is like, if you can't do the little things right, you'll never do the big things right.
Amen.
That's what he said.
Jinx, buy me a Coke.
It's fastball time.
All right, it's time for fastball. We try to get through topics very quickly. Pretty hot topics, I would say, as these things are, you know, usually on Today Show and such. And it's where I got them from anyway. Let's talk about Fortnite, first of all.
Oh,
so this summer, a kid, 16-year-old junior in high school, won $3 million.
Hey, nuts.
All right.
Playing in a global Fortnite tournament. 16-year-old junior in high school. Question is to you guys, and you can go right down the line. Does that make it okay? Why or why not?
The only thing I know about a Fortnite, it's every 2 weeks. Next.
Thank you, Ben.
My son plays Fortnite, and it annoys the heck out of me.
Thanks, guys. I think Fortnite is pretty awesome, but... is it okay just because it's there's the professional video gaming? I still don't buy it unless they're handing out those giant novelty checks to every kid that's playing it. But I think that's like a limited case, right? I mean, he's like the most famous.
Yeah, I think this was the first of a global tournament. But what's very interesting, esports has become a thing. Like, I like to say 8,000 to 10,000 people showed up to watch. The screens, the players, the action. They had a live MC.
No, I mean, esports is huge, but just for me personally, it's just, I don't want to watch.
Is it like a chess competition?
It's kind of like
now?
All the different video games, the big ones, they have these huge competitions with the big sponsors, and like Madden, for example. Like there's.
But
like
I mean, is that the draw? Is that the intellectual draw the same as it would be like a chess? Big chess tournament.
Yeah,
it's related to that.
I don't know. There's like fans. It's nuts. I actually was listening to the radio and listening to them talk about all these esports, and I was scratching my head. It seemed
is there intellectual merit to me to Fortnite?
I think there could be strategy, some critical thinking.
Yeah,
I didn't really do a lot of psychological research on this. I just saw this particular headline and it grabbed me. You know, it's funny. I put on one of the social medias, just my personal one. Something about, it was an article about Fortnite and the pros and cons, and I never got more reaction than I did out of this post. parents were either 100% against it or 100%, what does it matter? As long as the parents that are making the decisions in the house and why, da, 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 da. And the other one's like, get them outside. And the other one's like, so, and I know examples of kids that have spent hundreds of dollars on gearing their players up and leveling them and getting them new things. And yeah, you can do that, obviously, in many games.
Yeah.
But Fortnite, obviously, is the hot one right now.
Some of these kids don't even go outside. I mean, I think I was talking to one of our neighbors, and he was talking about his friends for a while, and then I realized that he'd never met any of these in person, and they're all on the Fortnite, on the interwebs, however they
Yeah, again, my kids are a little younger, and we kind of sidestepped a lot of this stuff, but I don't see it going away. I think esports is here to stay.
Absolutely.
It's going to be...
We all probably played a lot of video game, but the difference is, you know, like, we were... I don't know. My time was limited. I mean, it depended, like, what you were into, but screen time was there when we were kids. So, like,
yeah,
we're there
no, but
too.
Now like, people are watching people play video games like as a source of entertainment.
Like
a
Twitch.
Yeah, for example.
I don't know, for us,
that would be like we'd go to the arcade and crowd around some kid that's like super good at like Paperboy or whatever, Tempest, and we'd
Paperboy.
All, you know,
Paperboy.
Love Paperboy. Dig Dug. If someone's good at it, I'd stand around and watch that as entertainment. You
Defender.
Know? And I ran out of quarters.
Vision Quest.
Anyway. Yeah, it's not like going there, but yeah, I don't know. It feels like kids aren't playing outside as much, but here we go.
Well, that's a big one. We can tackle that on a later show, too. So this one's a little off topic, but we're kind of encroaching on it because probably the next time we'll get together will be post-Halloween. They want to move the date to Halloween. There was a petition circulating that was trying to get the date of Halloween moved to a Saturday to have it all-encompassing. And adults could go out as well as kids and not have it on a Tuesday night and stuff like that.
Why are you so mad?
What are your thoughts? Well, you got to start with the Halloween King.
I mean, gosh.
Yeah, wearing his Pumpkin Mark. Land Records shirt tonight.
Go ahead, man.
Halloween will always be October 31st. There is no other date. It is when the veil between the living and the dead is the thinnest.
All Saints Eve.
All
right?
Saints, yes.
It's what it is.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like Thanksgiving.
You
right?
know what?
You need that extra day after eating the meal. It's perfect. It's always a Thursday. So like, if every.
Because,
like, I hate trick or treating on a Tuesday night. It's a school night.
Then
I got to dress the kids
then
up.
Then let's make All Saints Day a day off.
I'm not celebrating All Saints Day. I'm trying to get some free candy.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like I get more candy.
No.
Than the
wrong.
Like 9
wrong.
O'clock
well,
curfew
people,
night.
People aren't approaching wrong. It as a faith or religious holiday, so people probably won't get as riled up as Mark. But
you know,
most people aren't. Yeah,
you know, he's a little hyper about it.
You know what's rad is that you can celebrate the Saturday night before. What's cool about it being on a weekday the next week or whatever is that like you have Halloween parties before and after. Halloween should be the night of the 31st, and people go trick or treating. And who cares if it's a weeknight?
I'm just going to say this.
Party up.
I can't stand Halloween.
Oh, my God. What?
That's blasphemy.
I can't stand Halloween.
Halloween's the best. Free candy. You don't like candy?
The kids, I take it for the team. I live for that. I was a professional mascot for close to 2 decades.
I dressed up and was paid.
It was Halloween every day for him.
I was in a costume 6 hours, sometimes...
With a helmet.
So you can't be talked into things.
So I will never dress up again a day in my life.
Did you have a head?
I've paid my dues. I've done my time.
Did you have a head? Like a...
Yeah, I was several mascots.
Oh, wow.
So when you go to
minor league baseball, the NFL, the WNBA.
It's not on his resume. I didn't see
it. It is. Go on to the LinkedIn. You'll see it.
I didn't see the photos.
Oh, come on.
There's no photos on LinkedIn.
I don't blame you.
That's not going to win me too many jobs out there.
My wife makes me dress up. Too much information.
For Halloween.
For Halloween.
Yeah, moving on.
February 23rd, I'd like to wear my...
So Mark says no, hold it, October 31st always. Chris is more of a man of convenience. Ben and I secretly despise Halloween, but tolerate it for you people and the kids.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's coming up. By the time I put this out, it'll probably be October 15th anyway. So
I hope not.
All right, so that's Fastball for this evening.
Right.
That was a nice ride. We had a lot of different opinions tonight, so... Cheers, guys. Coming up next, the parent quiz.
Parent quiz. Quiz, 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 quiz.
All right, guys, it's time for the parent quiz. This is the way we end the show every week, followed by a dad tip of the week. I know you've all brought yours tonight as well. Ben, thanks for not reading the article as usual. But I hope you had a chance to think about what our quiz might be. Did I tell you guys what it was about tonight?
No.
Oh, good. Sharks. We just got through Shark Week, as you may or not know. Mm-hmm. And my kids are kind of infatuated by sharks. A lot of shark attacks this year, too, which is...
Wow. A lot of sharks in Pacifica.
A lot of sharks out there, Mark.
That's right.
A lot of sharks. Cape Cod to North Carolina to Brazil. A lot of those big guys. All right. So this is straight from National Geographic Kids, Nat Geo Kids, and I'm taking the quiz in real time. I do not know the answers tonight. I was lazy and did not look up a dad quiz today. I actually forgot. So this is straight out of Nat Geo Kids. All right. Which is the largest of all sharks? The great white shark, the whale shark, the bull shark, or the tiger shark?
Whale shark. I'm going whale shark.
Everybody's going
whale shark. Hold on. Say them again.
Great white shark, whale shark, bull shark, or tiger shark?
Great white.
Oh, my.
Whale shark is not a shark.
What the heck?
Whale shark. And a whale shark can weigh
it's
as much
a shark.
As...
Look it up.
13 tons.
I was so confident.
Which is the same as two African elephants.
Wait,
a whale
that wasn't
shark.
A trick question.
Not a trick question. It's straight off Nat Geo Kids.
It is a shark. Yeah,
I don't think they're going to fit.
It's for kids. It's not true.
Sharks have existed approximately how long? 350 million years? 10,000 years? 1 million years? Or 10 million years?
Let's go 350. The big dog.
Yeah.
From the Mesopotamic period.
I refuse to answer that because nobody had a video camera running back then, and we don't know.
Carbon dating, my friend.
Exactly. Carbon dating only goes up to 60,000 years, Chris. All carbon is out of everything.
Ben with a counterpoint.
Fossils.
Served to Chris.
Fossils. Carbon dating is useless.
Amber.
What did they freeze Han Solo in?
Carbonite.
Carbonite.
Oh, so it must be real.
Okay, sharks have existed for approximately how long? We're going to find out. The answer is...
What was that? Was that your stomach?
These sophisticated creatures have lived on Earth for 350 million years.
Right. Nobody knows that. Right.
They deserve to remain here, and we humans are entrusted to make sure that they do.
I've been here that long.
Oh, that's such crap.
What unusual thing can the bull shark do? Survive in fresh water, survive out of water, eat seaweed, or talk?
Survive in fresh water.
That last one, really.
Yeah, survive in fresh water.
Fresh water. That's the one.
Surviving fresh water? Who is that cartoon shark? Jabberjaw?
Jabberjaw.
Jabberjaw.
Yeah. Can you say that? No. Yeah,
it's a mascot for the San Jose Sharks.
It's hard to say.
S.A. Sharky.
Sharky.
It's got to be the freshwater thing.
All right, Ben says it's got to be the freshwater thing.
Yay.
Correct. Bull sharks have developed special adaptations that keep salt in their bodies, enabling them to live in fresh water. Great job, Ben.
Bull sharks.
Great job, Ben. I'm so excited
for you.
He gets
a participation trophy.
Co-participation.
Yes,
a participation trophy. I want a medal.
We're going to have to cruise through this fast. We're on a time watch. What are baby sharks called? Cubs, sharklings, fries, or pups?
Pups.
Cubs, sharklings, fries, or pups?
I like fry. I'm going fry.
Chris says fry. We're going to go fry.
Why else would it be in there?
Oh, man.
Sharks give birth to live pups. The pups are born and ready to swim and eat.
My head.
Boo.
No. I got pups. I said pups.
Yeah, but you're so behind.
Keep track of your own scores. This is important. Because, as you know,
is
there's a subscription
here?
To Southern Living on the line
here?
Tonight.
Pardon?
There's a subscription to Southern Living. I want to see it.
Yes. Right. Oh, I didn't bring it tonight. It'll be here next time.
Okay.
What are shark skeletons made of? Bone, cartilage, keratin, or they don't have them?
Cartilage.
Bone, cartilage, keratin. Keratin is the stuff your hair is made of.
Cartilage.
It's gross. Cartilage.
Why is hair gross? All right, everybody says cartilage. Oh, yeah.
It's kind of weird. Cartilage.
Sharks are I can't pronounce this. Cartilaginous fish, which means that their skeletons are made of cartilage. Right. Your ears and the tips of your nose are also made of cartilage.
Sorry.
All right, how we doing out there? I hope you're playing at home. After eating a seal or a sea lion, how long can a great white shark go without eating another big meal?
1 month.
Few hours a day, a week, a month.
Month.
Ben says a month. Correct. A month is the correct. Great white sharks prefer to eat seals or sea lions
Who
or Burger King, but can go at least a month. How many teeth can a shark have? Thousands, hundreds, 50, or 32?
In a lifetime?
Thousands.
Thousands.
Hey.
Thousands is correct. Each time a shark loses one of its sharp triangular teeth, a replacement comes forward to take its place. A shark can grow, lose, and replace thousands of teeth during its life.
Everybody knows this.
Which organ helps sharks to float? The heart, the spleen, the liver, or the stomach? Which organ helps sharks to float? Shark livers are big, fat, and oily.
Wow.
Shark liver. Just like me after the shower. Oh, helping keep sharks buoyant. What does the hammerhead shark use its unusually shaped head for? Hammering nails, trapping stingrays, measuring width, or swimming faster? Measuring width is the
swimming
answer.
Fast. Oh,
swimming faster coming in?
Aerodynamics.
Hammerhead shark use its unusually shaped head for?
Yeah, speed. Aerodynamics.
Oh.
That's incorrect. The hammerhead shark pins stingrays, its favorite food, to the seafloor.
Was that,
that a video of that?
Cool.
So hammering.
Yeah. They pin their favorite floor bend, the stingray.
I thought that was like a kid joke. I thought we were back to dad jokes.
No. Sorry. Ben, get out of the bitter barn and play in the hay. We've got one more question.
Sorry.
We've only gotten 5 right. This is very upsetting.
That's why we don't do
How many shark species are there? About 170, about 500, about 70, about 770. Take a wild guess. This is question 10. This will be concluding our dad quiz for the night.
770.
Seven.
Mark, you have not answered.
70.
See, Mark says 70.
Ben, right again. Damn it.
There are about 500 known shark species in the world, and the new species are still being discovered. However, more than 50 species have seen a population drop in recent years. Human activities such as overfishing, pollution, and climate change are mostly to blame. And that concludes our parent quiz. Great job, everybody. You did good. I think Chris ultimately answered the most correct tonight, so you will receive a subscription to Southern Living Magazine, which is a very popular magazine in the South. I don't know if I told you this, but I went to Savannah, Georgia recently and almost stayed at a Southern Living hotel.
Oh.
Yes, they exist, and they are beautiful and dynamite. We also visited the Girl Scout Museum and ate at The Gray, all in Savannah, Georgia.
Nice.
Maybe our next partner.
You're really selling it, yeah.
Right. All right, parent quiz, we're out. Coming up next are our dad tip of the week, and we'll say peace out. All right, guys, great job this week. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your time. We had a lot of different opinions this week, which I found interesting. A lot of different ways we do life, and that's kind of what makes us special. We have, I think, 16 kids between us now? And dogs and fish and and bunnies and all that. Well, have a good time, and we'll see you back around the garage soon enough. Cheers, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Dad Time Out Show. We're out of here. We've been listening to you talk for an hour.
My turn! Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to our Time Out Show. And we're out of here.